Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. As one of Singapore's hottest brunch spots, Botany Restaurant serves up delectable recipes using natural flavours. Serving the best of cuisines from the East and the West, Botany strives to offer a one-of-a-kind experience for its customers. Located at Robertson Quay, Botany was launched to revolutionise healthy and natural food around Singapore. One of the newer players in the industry, Botany opened earlier this year. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Cassandra Rian Tan, co-founder of Botany, to tell us, you know, basically everything about Botany. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so this is not, you know, we were talking before the microphone went on. This is not your first foray into the F&B industry.
Yes, so Botany is the second F&B that I'm entering. Mm-hmm. The very first one was when I brought it, my business partner brought in Dazzling Cafe to Singapore, and I joined her. So Dazzling Cafe was pretty much a franchise where you can't really dictate what kind of menu you want to
It's dictated
serve.
To you, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And you can't switch too many things around. You need to stay true to the brand essence. So after running the franchise for a while, when we finished our lease in Orchard, we decided to do something different. Actually, Botany was also quite accidental in some ways, because it has been an idea that I had 7 years ago, just that it was never a right time or right place. So one day while strolling along Robertson Quay after a coffee with my friend, I saw For Rent in this space, For Rent. I'm like, oh my God, great.
What a space. I want it.
Yeah, I called the agent right away. I went to view the location right away. And I called my partners and said that, hey, I found a space for the next idea I want to do. Are you guys in or not? Then they're like, okay, what is it? I'm like, yeah, it's amazing. I want to do this. They're like, are you sure? Like, it'll work. So yeah, I'm going to put out a check first. So that's what I did.
There's that entrepreneurial spirit. I'm going to do it. Are you on board or not? If you're not, I'm going in on my own.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, that's a risk, and very successful entrepreneurs have felt that way about whatever business it was that they were starting. I really believe in this. I'm going to do it. And your partners came on board.
Yeah, I think maybe to clarify, it was not being on. Like some people are like, oh, are you being impulsive or naive? No, because, I mean, after all, it's an idea that I already had 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was already eyeing at the Robertson Quay area.
Right.
There's not many conservation places that is available, right? Mm-hmm. And at the right time that I was looking for a new space, you know, to start the next F&B, I'm like, okay, this is it. This concept would suit Botany.
So you had this idea 7 years ago. But you said it wasn't the right time or whatever. But your business, which was a franchise, would have taught you a lot about how to plan an F&B outlet.
Exactly.
I mean, I've actually spoken to other people who brought in their first attempt at a business was a very successful franchise. I mean, there are limitations as you get into the business, but it sets up a framework and a template for somebody who may not particularly understand how that business works. It's all there. This is what the space is going to look like. This is how we do our business. This is how we lay everything out. This is how we do our stocking, etc. Right?
Yes, that's right.
So it gave you a lot of the information that you needed to then go and pursue your own idea in a successful way.
Exactly. So actually, after running Dazzling Cafe, it gives me a lot more confidence as well to start a whole new concept by myself. Because you've already done that. You know the mistakes. I wouldn't tell anyone that, oh, everything was perfect when you first started. You make a lot of mistakes.
Sure.
You make purchasing mistakes.
Right.
Like you think that, okay, I'm going to splurge on everything. I'm going to splurge on renovation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to splurge on the best ingredients. I'm going to pay lots in employee salary.
Mm-hmm.
Then after running a while, you realize, oh my goodness, it's like, yes, the revenue is coming in, but your cost is equally high. you can't be profitable if you go on this way. So all these are like mistakes that you make as a newbie F&B entrepreneur.
Yep.
And after we made these mistakes, we adjust along the way, we learned our mistakes. It gave us a lot of confidence that Botany would work. And also, we after having established a base of customers,
right,
you know, the customers who we spoke to, talked to, and asked them what they really want, I think we understand consumers a lot better as well.
Okay, we are speaking to Cassandra Rian Tan, co-founder of Botany. Now, let's talk about Botany. Now, it started not too long ago.
Yes.
And it is, tell us everything. What kind of a restaurant is it? What should I be looking for if I go and have a meal there?
Okay, so basically what I like to emphasize to a lot of my customers who come to Botany is that basically it is something we want to create a space that's more than a restaurant and a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
We want to create a safe space where different communities and people, individuals can come together and have a very inclusive meal.
Okay.
Meaning the menu is very inclusive in the sense that we have something for everybody. Like you can be a vegetarian. You can be a vegan and you can be a meat lover and we have those in our menu.
Okay.
And we even customize our menu such as you can swap for gluten-free options.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lactose intolerant, we have dairy-free options too.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we try to be accommodating and some people say, oh, aren't you trying to be everything to everyone? That's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
What we're really trying to do is that because it's inclusive, it's like, you know, like coming home. You know, when you go home.
Ma, can I have curry today?
Yes, exactly. Your sister will be like, oh, Ma, I don't want to eat meat. Your brother maybe, Ma, I really want that steak.
Right.
And, you know, it's like a home that creates like, okay, we will cater to your individual taste buds,
sure,
but you still have the characteristic of home.
Right.
So that's exactly how we wanted to create, you know, the kind of space and idea, the concept that we want to create at Botany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like, hence the name Botany, right? Because it's about not just, it's a study of plants and learning. You see, like, there's so many plants in one forest, but they have this amazing symbiotic coexistence.
Right.
So we want that, like, you know, people from different backgrounds, different walks, but when you come and you share a meal, it's something very intimate.
Right.
Right, but you can bond and connect in that space.
And I'm starting to understand why you needed a conservation space.
Yeah.
Because it brings part of that whole feels like home vibe to it.
Yeah, it feels like home and also the high ceiling. Mm-hmm. Like there's not many places in Singapore have high ceilings.
Right.
Where you have the natural sunlight shining into that space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and something very serene about it. There's a river just next to it and there's plants. Yeah, so it's a bit of that as well, like a sanctuary.
A bit of serenity and sanctuary in the city.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. I understand it. So what is on your menu?
So
does it change very often?
Yeah, actually, we try to swap things out, in and out every month, depending what customer feedback. So, for example, like just yesterday, we just updated our menu. Instead of having like a croque madame, we have just scrambled eggs on toast and smoked salmon. So it's something very simple, but you know, people just want to eat that for breakfast. Yeah, on toast. We use sourdough toast.
Really one of my favourite breakfasts. Scrambled eggs, smoked salmon, sourdough toast. I'm there.
Yes, and we have things like rosti.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe some people only think it as like a lunch thing, but, you know, I don't know. I feel like eating it in the mornings, right? So we have like, you can have rosti with whatever you want on the side, whether it's grilled chicken. Oh, baby spinach. So we pretty much
both.
Exactly. It's customizable.
Okay.
And we have like granny congee, just because sometimes you want the Asian food,
sure,
but you want a Western coffee.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
But you don't have a place that you can have both.
Actually, you sound perfect for my family. In my family, I have one son who's incredibly conscious. I'll only eat egg whites. Another one who only eats rosti and meat. And then there's me, who likes my Asian. And then there's my husband, who thinks an American breakfast is a light meal.
Exactly. I think it's also because we are now surrounded with friends and family, so it's intonation, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have interracial marriages, intonation marriages. Sure. So our menu, even for our lunch menu, we try to cater to that. For example, for our lunch menu, we have things like crab meat aglio olio, but we also have uni truffle capellini.
Right.
Very Japanese. Huh?
Right.
We have mapo tofu rice bowl. It's 100% vegetarian and vegan.
Okay.
Using the Impossible meat.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, you can
And I like Impossible meats. I didn't think I would until the first time I tried it. I was very, very skeptical. But it really is hard to tell.
Yeah, it's hard, especially when we do it in that tofu stew. Mm-hmm. You can't tell it's not meat at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see where you're coming from. We are speaking to Cassandra Rihanna Tan, co-founder of Botany. Now, let's go back to something that you said earlier. There were still challenges in this outlet. It's been successful for you and your partners.
Yes.
But you're still learning, because even though you've got all the experience from the first outlet that you had, the thing is, customer preferences, customers and trends change all the time and very quickly.
Exactly. I absolutely agree. Mm-hmm. Because even we've learned a lot from our first F&B venture, the crowd that Botany attracts is very different.
Okay.
The requirements of customers is very different. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like, what I'm also trying to learn is that, for example, Botany, we try to serve food fresh, right?
Right.
We cook on the spot, a la minute. Mm-hmm. But we didn't realize there's a big issue when we are full house.
Right.
Guess why? Because when you're full house, you have like 100 people eating. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to cook one by one?
Right.
So everybody end up waiting really long for their food.
Right.
And that's when we realized that, oh, shucks, okay, we probably need to educate customers, change the operations first, educate customer to let them know that, oh, here food will take a longer time when it's full house.
Sure.
Because we cook a la minute.
Okay.
Because some customers wouldn't understand, oh my goodness, why is my steak taking so long?
Sure. What did you do? Go kill the cow?
Yeah, exactly. But because we do it one by one, we don't pre-cook the steak.
So what do you do for your customers while you have them wait?
Okay, so in the first 2 months while we were trying to stabilize the operations, we really apologized all the time. Mm-hmm. We gave like lots of free juice, complimentary juice, like, hey, please drink some juice and cool down. while you
and
wait.
That was a lesson to learn as well.
A lesson to learn. Like, we learned a lot on how to resolve customer complaints,
sure.
You know, how to please the customers, and also make a point to really talk to your customers. Mm-hmm. There's two categories of customers, actually, at least the ones in Botany. There's a group that are very engaging and they are very understanding.
Sure.
They you know, actually, once you explain to them the efforts that you make to do the food. For example, we don't use we only use Himalayan salt, no table salt.
Right.
We use no MSG, and we do a la minute. And then you explain this whole story to them. They are actually very appreciative. They loved it and they don't mind waiting.
Sure.
But of course, we have another group of customers who are less forgiving. They'll be like, oh, but that's not an excuse. I don't care. I just want my food right now.
Right.
So hence, we are trying to attract more of this, the
first group.
The first group who understand what the space is about. Like, they want to come, just, you know, just chill, relax with your family and friends while waiting for your mom to cook your food. You know, you just...
Actually, it's funny that you say that, because being a typical Singaporean, first time I went to Switzerland, I ordered breakfast. And I said, okay, I've got the Swiss Alps in front of me. I'm going to have my breakfast out on the balcony. Half an hour later, my breakfast hadn't arrived. It took them 15 minutes to bring me my coffee. I'm getting very impatient. Where's my food? And actually, the manager came out, and I will never forget him saying this. Do you see what's in front of you? I said, yes, I do. He said, this is one of the most beautiful views in the world. You are sitting out here on a beautiful spring morning. You're breathing wonderfully fresh air. Why don't you chill out? I was like, excuse me. But he was absolutely right. Why are we always in a rush? You know, and I ended up having a really beautiful meal when I changed my mindset. You know, he's absolutely right. I'm sitting in front of the Alps for the first time. I'm breathing in this wonderful clean air. Why am I not just enjoying this and let them take the time they need to give me a wonderful meal, which they did? But, you know, I needed to be reminded of that. And when I was, then I had the great experience I had, should have had from the beginning. And it made me think of that when you were talking about, I don't care, I just want my food now, which was my attitude, I have to say, when I was sitting there. And I learned something new about chill, good things take time, you know, that kind of thing. So I understand what you mean by you need more of the customers who are looking for that experience.
I wouldn't say, okay, maybe have to emphasize it's not slow all the time.
Sure. So it's when you're full house.
Yeah, it's only when we are full house and, you know, we have so many things that is customizable on our menu, right?
Right.
So it's not like
that. And that takes time because it is a la minute.
So, for example, you come in and you tell me you want your pasta gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
We have gluten-free pasta, by the way. And your husband comes in and say that, oh, I want my egg sous vide with this bacon on the side and extra dose of smoked salmon.
Right.
Then we'll be like, nobody is the same. So it takes a long time.
It takes longer. That's fine. So what is next for you and Botany?
So what's next is that right now that we have started to establish a sort of a base of customers that keeps coming, and we are really appreciative of these regulars. We want to create more programs within the space because at the end of the day, remember, Botany is just it's more than a cafe and more than a restaurant. We want it to be a communal space, right?
Right.
So I'm starting.
So are you thinking of poetry reading?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm starting to talk to collaborators, local vendors as well, like to do things together in that space. For example, this morning I just met with a friend who runs the sustainability project.
Sure.
So it's all about green, zero waste. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking like, okay, how do we do workshops on the weekdays? And then when people want to slow down, come do something to practice zero waste, sustainable living. And I was just talking to some friends who do workshops like floral arrangement.
Sure.
Slowing down, right? Slowing down, enjoying the moment. So we want more programs like that. And it may not all be just business. Because I feel that after being an entrepreneur for a while, I think if you could build a community, you could later on do a lot different types of business. Money will come later. We bring value to people first, then money will follow. So
I love that. I really do.
This is what we're trying to build right now.
Well, I wish you all the best with it. And I haven't been to Botany yet, but it sounds like a place I really should come.
Yes, please. I'll host you myself.
And I will wait for my meal, even if it is packed.
Okay, you can come on weekday morning.
I'll come when it's busy and you can keep plying me with fresh juices. That sounds like a perfect plan for me. Thank you so much, Cassandra Rian.
Thank you so much.
For coming in and talking to us. Everyone here on Money FM's Workday Afternoon wishes Botany all the success in the world.
Thank you.
You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.